do all right? It grew?
No, it didn't have it. It come run down on the tree every once in a while, but it never had any weed.
Yeah. Well,
my son built him a bed up in it and slept.
Oh, he did?
That boy right there.
Yeah.
He loved Tarzan, and he'd go to see Tarzan. Next thing we knew, he had him some boards, and he built him a bed way up in that maple tree and slept on it.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get his older brother to sleep with him.
He didn't want to sleep in the tree.
He was afraid to sleep up there.
Afraid he'd roll off, huh?
Yeah, but Roy wasn't afraid. He'd sleep up there. He'd been running the house a many nights when he went to work.
Yeah. What would you call a big group of those trees?
Weeping willows.
Okay. What are some other kinds of trees?
Cedar tree, oak tree, elm tree, pine tree, sycamore tree, hickory tree, redwood tree, pecan tree, peach tree, apple tree, plum tree, apricot tree.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. What do you call a kind of a bush that grows wild out here, grows along fences and stuff, and has reddish brown berries in summer and in the fall? And some people used to take the berries and make tea out of them.
I don't know what that's called.
And
red berries, I guess.
Yeah, well, the leaves turn real bright red in fall.
Mm-hmm, I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Are there some kinds of bushes around here that make your skin break out if you brush against them?
You hit them there bull nettles. That's what a bush is. You hit that, your skin won't want to break out.
What would you...
Boy, it hurts.
Yeah. What does a bull nettle look like?
Red, big, white nettle like these... you've seen these common nettles that grows in the... If you've never been in a cotton field, you've never seen them. But they just nettle grows up, but the bull nettle, it'll grow up so pretty and have the prettiest white blooms on it they were. Boy, you just woke up and touched that thing, you say, how do you do? Boy, you'd be glad to get shed of him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it may quit on you what during the waltz thing.
Oh.
If it hits you just right.
Yeah. I don't think I ever want to meet one. Is there any other kind of nettle that'll do that?
Stinging nettles.
What's that?
They grow up and just kind of like a vine.
Yeah.
And they have leaves smaller than an ivy vine or anything.
Yeah.
But you touch them, boy, they'll sting you and make you break out, too.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're stinging nettles. They grow up on bushes and things like that, hedges and things.
Yeah.
On trees and things like that.
Is there any other kind of a low bush that's kind of leafy that's not really bad at stinging nettle? But if you get in some of it, sometimes it'll make you break out.
I know what that is, but I can't think of it.
Okay.
Poison ivy will make you break out.
Yeah, what's it look like?
That's a vine. It grows up with a forked leaf like that.
Yeah.
And you better stay away from that.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Mm-hmm. It'll break out all over your face and your whole body if you get into that.
Yeah. I had a friend who got into something.
They call that poison ivy.
Yeah.
And you get into it, not even expect it, because the vine looks kind of like a strawberry vine or a dewberry vine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more like a grapevine.
Yeah.
Well, it don't look like a grapevine, because a grapevine is, the leaves are solid on it.
Yeah.
But them vines that's got them, like ivy, it's like regular old kind of fashioned ivy that used to grow up.
Uh-huh.
They look just exactly like that, so you better watch that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You might say, if you saw some, you might say to somebody with you, be careful about that stuff. It might be
poison.
Okay.